Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of the Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, Father. We thank you for this day of life. We thank you for this Shabbat day. We thank you for allowing us to see another day and setting apart this time for us with you, Father. Father, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly. Father, we ask that you strengthen us where we need strengthening, Father, individually and collectively. Father, we ask that you continue to mold us and shape us into the men and women, the daughters and sons that is pleasing to you, Father, for your purpose. Father, we ask that you open our eyes and our ears up to your word, Father, that you bring us a little more closer to you, Father, little by little, step by step, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to protect us throughout the week, Father. Thank you for protecting all of Israel, Father. Strengthen our Zakins, our Zakanas, anyone who is hurting mentally, physically, spiritually, Father, comfort them according to your will, Father. Father, we just thank you for sending your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our sin coming King, Father. We thank you for having him lay his life down for us, Father. For taking the punishment that is ours, Father, that we're very deserving of. We just thank you and give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with the words, with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe, his servant, Yisrael, his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, family. This is your brother, Deuel. Welcome to another session of Magnify the Torah and Make It Honorable. Someone just sent a text through and coming through clear. Hope everyone has had a great week where they learned all the things that Abba had for them. Hope you saw him strengthening you and you got stronger, and you know, the ordeals of day-to-day life just gets a little easier to bear for you. You know, we come to rely on Abba a little more, just a little bit more, day to day. So this week we're going to talk about responsible speech. And the thing that Abba put on my mind is, when you look out here and in the world, so many people are claiming to be spokespersons and spokespeople for the Most High, and they're talking reckless. You know, they're not they're talking reckless. They're speaking in a manner which is not befitting of Yahweh. They're misrepresenting them. And Todaki, they're misrepresenting them, and they bringing shame to the Mighty One of Israel. You know, we spoke on various occasions where people have, you know, come up with all kinds of ideas. You know, everything from dealing with 12-year-old girls to the Sabbath is this day, Sabbath is that day, you know, and it's, it all it does is allow confusion to set in. Why they're not being responsible with their speech, if they are sent by the Most High, that's number one. If they are sent by the Most High, they're not being responsible for their speech. Then, as we said before, it's a lot of people talking. They don't supposed to be talking. They're running their mouth, and they shouldn't be. They're saying they speak for the Most High, and they shouldn't. Yahweh said that those people are going to come up. He said it's going to be people talking and saying that I sent them, but I didn't. You know? So, those people, they're going to get their reward. But the other people are going to get their reward too, those who have been sent by the Most High and not being responsible for their speech. We need to, people who do speak for Him, need to make sure that we are delivering His word in a clear and concise manner. You know? Are you going to say some stuff that people ain't going to understand? Sure. But it's your job as a teacher to help them understand it. You know, that's the whole purpose of teaching, is to edify, to bring knowledge to the people that you're speaking to. So our focus for at least the next 4 weeks, it's going to be coming from Isaiah chapter 55. So we can go there. We're going to read that whole chapter. And I tell you, boy, Satan is something. Because, I mean, y'all can't, I don't know if y'all can hear it or not, but about five or ten minutes right before the blog talk came on, it's like 11:45, 11:50. All of a sudden, my neighbor starts. It was quiet. It was real quiet. All of a sudden, my neighbor just cuts on Freddie, bumping, just turned it up loud. And boom, 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 boom. And I'm sitting up there trying to concentrate, and you know, really trying to commune with the Most High. But he knows, Satan knows how to distract you, and he knows what to distract you with. So you have to, he knows how to distract you, he knows what to distract you with. He man, I tell you, and it just makes that much, that fight so much harder. You know, that's why, you know, like the brother said last night, man, open up the windows of your mind, listen to the Most High. You know, cleave to it, cleave to it, cleave to it. You know, because when you're trying to hear the Father, here He comes. The Father got something. Here he come without fail. And he's going to come in a way that he's just going to come in the way that he knows he's going to get you. He knows it. But Isaiah 55, starting at verse 1, it reads, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of Yahweh, your mighty one, and for the Holy One of Israel. For he hath glorified thee." He's glorifying you. "Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and our mighty one, for he will abundantly pardon." And to our mighty one, "for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, and return not there, but watereth the earth, and make it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherefore to I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to Yahweh for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." So Yahweh said, his thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. His ways are much higher. As the heavens are higher than the earth, that's how his ways are to our ways. But he's giving his ways to us. He's giving his ways to the prophets. He's giving his ways to the priests. And it's his ways that the priests and the prophets have to relay to the rest of the nation. (Clears throat) So that means we have to break down the higher ways to a way that's understandable for us, for people who are outside of the priest and the prophet, right? So Yahweh has to break his ways down so a priest and a prophet can understand. Then the priest and the prophet have to break his ways down so the rest of the people can understand. It's all about edification. Now, what we can't do is this. Right. Let me read this. Our job as spokespersons for Yah is to deliver the words that he puts in our mouths in a way that is easily understood by all. That's number one. So when Yahweh is giving his ways to the priest for you to speak, he's putting it in a way that you can understand. Question him, because that's what he wants. In so many instances, we've seen priests, prophets, who did not understand what the Most High was saying. So he questioned them. When we look into the book of Daniel, Daniel's shown some stuff, right? The angel asked him, you know what this is? I mean, Daniel said, what's the meaning of these things? The angel said, you don't know what this means? So he said, no. And when he asked him, he got the answer. Up until a certain point where he said, close the book. It was another prophet. I can't remember which one. But he was shown a vision of a. He said, what do you see, prophet? He said, I see a pot boiling, seething, and it's pointing to the north. That's right. Because this is where destruction is going to come from. Destruction is going to come from the north. So in the vision, he might not have understood that that pot meant destruction, but Yahweh told him, you know. So when we have these visions, when we have these things, one, our communication, and when I say our, the priest, the prophet communication between Yahweh and the prophet is critical. Because if we don't get it, there's no way we can deliver it into a way that the people get it. So what ends up happening? We ended up adding and subtracting from the word of Yahweh. And that's something that we can't do. Because when we add and subtract, when we add and take away from the word of Yahweh, it's no longer his word. It's now our words. Right? So again, he says, as the waters says back in verse 10, as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, returneth not hither, thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Now let's look at something Messiah said. Book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 34 through 37. Matit Yahu. 12:34-37. Okay. And it reads, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So number one, heart got to be right with the Most High. Your mind got to be right with the Most High. If you got a corrupt mind, you can't say nothing good. Yahushua says that. All right? He says, verse 35, a good man out of the good treasures of the heart bringing forth good things. Why? That's all that's there. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringing forth evil things. Verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. So, the word idle in this word, in this verse, in the Greek, number 692, that word is argos. And it means free from labor, at leisure. It says unemployed. It says inactive. That is unemployed. Lazy. Useless. Alright? So these words, he says, these are the words that's going to give account in the day of judgment. Why? These lazy words or these unemployed words are not doing a job. Think about what Yahweh said. My word is like the rain and like the snow. When it rains, it comes down and snows, it waters the earth and brings forth the bud, it says. It makes the earth bud. Why? It's working. So our words are supposed to be doing the same thing. Our words are supposed to be working. So what do you say? Those words that ain't working, they're the ones that's going to give an account, therefore, in the day of judgment. Verse 37, and he says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So if you got all these lazy words, all these words that are doing the job, doing the work it's supposed to do, what is he going to give an account of? Because he says, by your words, you're going to be justified or condemned. Your words are either working for the Most High or they ain't. The same way Yah put his word to work, that's how we're supposed to be. Another thing, it says, our words, we ought to be people. It says, another thing that most I put on my mind, also not easily misconstrued. People shouldn't be able to take and not easily misconstrued. You know, where people just take and, because people are going to take and twist the word however they want to. They're going to do that. Paul talks about that. You know, how they take and twist scriptures to their own destruction. The ones they know, the ones they don't know. They take and twist them to their own construction. But what we don't want to do is... Okay. What we don't want to do is what King James did. The King James Version did, okay? Because certain words were put within the Bible, all right? Because they translated certain words in a certain way, like we talked about the whole giant thing. We talked about the whole unicorn thing. We talked about the whole, you know, because those words were put there, now the minds of people get to run with it, you know. And it's easily construed, and people truly believe that there's a magical horse with a horn growing out the middle of his forehead. Because it's written. You know, and they'll go, that's what they say. I understand that. You know, but deeper study needs to be done in order to understand those things. But that's how we don't want to be with our words and the words that the Most High give us. All right? We want to break it down so a kid can understand it. But we don't want to have that kid confused. If I hope I'm not confusing you now in trying to explain this. You know, we don't want anybody to misconstrue anything we're saying. It says another thing about these idle words. All right. He said, our words have been taught you. Let's look at Proverbs 13:3. All right. He says, he that keepeth his mouth, Proverbs 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. But he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. In other words, when you dispense in this word, don't try to okay, best way to say is say what Abba put on your heart. Don't try to keep on making something fit, so to speak. Because the more you try to make something fit, the more words you have to use. All right? The more words you have to just keep on adding and adding and adding and adding. And sometimes when you keep on adding those words, trying to make it, kind of takes away from what the Most High is telling you. You know? But he said, he who keepeth his mouth, like, say, what the words say? Let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. You know? Try to keep it simple and plain. You know? So people get it. You know? Because, again, why is this so important? When we look back at the scenario in the garden, one word was added to what Yahweh said. And because of that one word being added to what Yahweh said, we have all that we have now. One word. So again, let your yea be yea, let your nay be nay. Matthew 6, verses 7 and 8. Going back to those keeping their mouth, keeping their words. And this is another thing to add to that. We as teachers have to discern whether we are overfeeding the flock. As a teacher, we have to figure out, okay, are they ready to progress yet? Are they ready to progress yet? Are they ready to, oh, they're not ready for this. you know. And how did we do that? The Most High let us know. The Most High let us know when it's time to progress, time to go to the next stage. You know? Because you just don't jump from adding to calculus. You know? There's steps in between. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. It says, But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Yahweh don't need you to keep on there's nothing the matter with a conversation with the Most High. If you got things you've got on your chest that you need to talk about, talk to him. Pour out all those emotions. Pour out all those feelings. Pour them out. You know? But as far as the vain repetitions where you think that you are drawing his attention with all these different, all these words and this, that, and another, and especially if you're using words that nobody understands. Like you're using all these big words that people aren't getting. That's not happening. You know, that is not happening with all of this, all the vain repetitions and all the big words that you hear these preachers use. Because they're getting their glory from men. Did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? Did you hear that? Did you hear our preachers all can preach? Yeah, huh? But did you understand what he said? It's more important. Did you get what he said? What did you learn? Because if he up there just preaching to be preaching, ain't no point in you just going to service like that. Who are you serving? What are you serving? He says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. So you don't have to go through the whole song and dance. Abba understands what you're saying to him. He just needs you to say it. He don't need you to beat around the bush. He just needs you to say it. You know? That's all. He just needs you to say it. So go to him. You know, go to him in humility. Go to him in you know, as they say, that contrite spirit, you know, and talk to Abba, you know, talk to him when you're happy, talk to him when you're sad, you know, but don't hit him with no vanity. Those things he ain't interested in. He says, last part, it says, when we don't do these things, when we don't take these things into account, confusion enters. Okay? When we don't take into account, are we overfeeding the flock? Am I conveying this, the word of Yahweh, in a manner that people get it? Are people being edified? Did I add to it? That I take from it. Confusion can set in. Because the same way Satan is right now still trying to distract me. You know, he'll take any opportunity to do that. with anybody when they're teaching. So one, also, if you got a question, ask it. If it's something you're unclear of, ask it. Utilize the teachers. You know? And that's priests and people who aren't priests. I don't want to call y'all regulars, you know, because there's nothing regular about an Israelite. Nothing. You know? But utilize us. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to bring clarity to the word. We're here to dispense that word in a way, in a manner that you can get it. You know, we're here to clear up confusion. You know, because that's what Yahweh's word does. That's the work and the task that we have been charged with. To clear up the confusion. To lift, they say, the world is in darkness. People's minds, the people is in gross darkness. When you talk about that, the people's, their minds is in gross darkness. We're here to lift that cloud. We're here to get rid of the smog and the fog and all that stuff so that light can shine through. That's what we're here for. You know, so don't think that you can overutilize us, you know. But again, another part is you have to be honest with yourself, because some things you're not going to understand, but some things you're not going to accept. And there's a difference. If you're not accepting the thing, that's you're not accepting the thing. But if you don't understand it, that's a whole other thing. We can help your understanding. We cannot help your acceptance. Your acceptance is on you. Your understanding, that's on you too, but we play a part in that. We can play a part in that. You know? It's sort of like how, you know, my son is autistic. He don't learn like everybody else. But he learns. He just has to be taught in a different way. So he gives you not just one teacher. He gives you a plethora of teachers that's going to deliver the same word to you in many different ways. You know, one of us will catch it. You know. But it's a short lesson. We got one more scripture to go, and I think this one might be the most important of them all. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 5. In being responsible for the words that we speak, when Abba gives us to us. Isaiah 50, verses 4. And it reads, Isaiah chapter 50, Isaiah chapter 50, starting at verse 4. It reads, the Master Yahweh has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning. He waketh my ear to hear as the learned. The Master Yahweh had opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I think that's the most important thing of us being responsible with that word. He has to put that word in us. He has to get in our ear. Like you said, He put these words within, he spoke them into our ears, and it entered into us. Back in Isaiah 54, in Isaiah 55, the word talks about incline your ears to Yahweh. Why? Stretch out your ears to Yahweh so you can hear what he's saying. You know, he put the tongue of the learned within me. What do we learn? We're learning his word. We're learning his ways. And we're learning how to break them down and to give them in that form where people can eat. Right? So again, he says, everybody that thirsts, come to the waters. You don't have any money, come buy, eat, buy wine, buy milk without money and without price. Yahweh ain't charging you nothing for this. I'm dispensing my ways to you for free, because I want all my sons and my daughters to be just like me. But in order for people to be like him, we have to understand how. So he assigned the priests and the prophets to let you know. But the priests and the prophets' job to be responsible with the word that is given to him. We cannot add to. We cannot take away. We have to watch the flock. We have to monitor the flock. We have to look for growth. We have to think about a shepherd, you know. All the work that has to be done to keep a flock. You have to inspect them. You have to shear them. You have to upkeep them. You know, all the things that you have to do in order to keep a flock. A lot of work. But you know, the Most High tells us how to do it. He gives us a plan. We have to execute the plan. You know? So again, as we deliver these words, we have to make sure they're in a clear and concise manner where people cannot misconstrue them. Even though they're going to try to, even though they're going to twist them, you know, again, it's to their own destruction. But if you're saying it like, you know, if you're saying it so a kid can get it, it's a lot less to misconstrue. It's a lot less. You know. But that ends this first session of Magnify Torah, Make It Honorable. I hope everybody understood and was edified by this. I pray that Abba increase you wherever you need to increase. All of us, you know, me included. You know, Lord knows I need to keep on going. Ain't done yet. You know, but join us next week, God willing. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternity, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one. Trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, a mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Now one of your words is turned back towards origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate king. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Father, once again, thank you for the Shabbat day. Thank you for allowing us to see another Shabbat day. Thank you for supping with us, Father. Thank you for the lessons you gave us last night, Father. Thank you for all your wisdom, all your understanding, your great patience, Father, your tender love and mercy. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over us. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us. We ask that you continue to make us into your image and your likeness, Father. Father, where there is confusion, clear it. Father, where we need strengthening, strengthen us. When we need understanding, give understanding, Father. Turn us into the sons and the daughters that you desire, Father, according to your good will. Bless all the sick, Father. Bless all the people who are going through stuff mentally, physically, spiritually, Father. Send a special blessing to our brother Ariel, Father. Heal him very speedily. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you, just thank you, just thank you for this time that you have given us, for this day, for the good moments, the bad moments, just everything, Father. Let's continue to learn, let's continue to grow, and let's continue to be one. In Yahushua's name, just give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family.